the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He's the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. Awesome. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Studios in Carl Springs, Florida. I'm joined with Peter Leonard.
How's everyone today?
And Elgin David.
What's up, everybody?
And this is the Dougie Almeida Network, the Danger Network. By the way, on May 12th, we're going to be at the Funky Buddha, Elgin won't be able to make it that night. But you should, dude. You should make one of the shows. Any rate, and we'll talk about why, but at the Buddha, Funky Buddha in Boca Raton, Saturday, May 12th. I'm going to be closing the show. Peter is going to be on the show. Ciro Dobrik, Ethan Moore, Chris Priester, who's our new sit-in, our fill-in co-host.
Yeah.
I'm happy to have him. It's good to have a black guy in here.
Yeah.
I mean, scares the shit out of Peter when he comes in the studio.
Yeah. Dude, we got along so great. I thought that show was great last week. He's funny.
Yeah.
He's got pizzazz. He's sharp.
Right.
You know, the fact that my wallet was missing has nothing to do with anything.
Well, what's up, Max Docelli? How are you, buddy? Anyway, welcome to the show. I'm just trying to get back to norm because I've been eating, like, you know, being Easter Sunday and my birthday on Monday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, man.
Yeah, man. I went to New York Prime Steakhouse last night.
Nice. How'd you like that?
Wife took me out, and I had to make a decision between the 22-ounce bone-in ribeye and the barrel-cut 16-ounce filet.
I hope you took the ribeye.
I took the filet.
Did you?
Hell yeah. Sunday started, we went to that place in Cypress Creek Road. It's a great place if you're ever in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale. Little place. German lady owns it for years.
Mm-hmm.
The Cypress Nook.
Gas ovens.
He's such a dick. I mean, you know, so went there in the morning and had a chili omelet.
Oh, my God.
It was delicious.
Yeah,
I usually get the Eggs Benedict.
You headed where'd you go after that? Which gas station did you have to stop in on the way home?
I didn't get the Rumbles.
Oh, you didn't?
I thought I may have had that dish in the past.
Right.
And
homemade chili, by the way, at that place.
It was delicious.
Mm.
They gave me a little apple strudel after if it was my birthday. They put a couple sparklers in it.
Uh-huh.
Not candles, sparklers.
Yeah. Well, those are actually fuses. The fucking thing just didn't go off. No mistake.
It was a dud.
It was a German. Come on.
It didn't blow up. And ate well. So then after, I went to my brother-in-law's house to celebrate Easter.
Yeah.
In the afternoon. And he's newly married.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife's Vietnamese. Very nice. Goodness. And she cooks her version of egg rolls. They're delicious.
Now, how do the Cambodians and the Vietnamese?
They're a little different. There's some of the stuff in it and how they cook it. You know, the oil, a little different, it seems.
Is it?
And although I will say this time was a little rough because sometimes when you're making those egg rolls with those nice thin rice paper,
they tear
and they get too much. So sometimes I went to take a bite into it. I never made them before. I don't know. And I got a money shot of grease on my face.
Oh boy,
you know what I mean?
They weren't
too hot, thank God.
Yeah,
but you know, then that's why I had
been hit in the face with hotter.
Several times. Yeah, my own, unfortunately. At least I got a good prostate. So
hey, that's a cancer joke. That's not funny.
Well, you know, be a dick. I'm gonna
is that where you draw the line?
Yeah. That, yeah.
Yeah. Listen.
Yeah. You can make fun of any race and fucking Jews and Christmas. And ovens, but you know, you make fun of my prostate cancer, you prick.
Yeah.
So we went. So I ate that, and my stomach. I woke up Monday, Mom. My birth. I felt like. And I don't think I could attribute to is all the oil from the, you know, from those broken egg rolls. Mm-hmm. But they were delicious. And there was like another bowl with noodles, the vermicelli and the lettuce and the pork and the pork meat and the bean sprouts and the like the sour, like the what is the sweet and sour oil, whatever it is, the fish oil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then they put the fresh chopped greens on top. You know, they have the. What, not parsley, but they use, the Vietnamese use a cilantro.
Right.
And that fucking...
Yeah, they had mint and stuff. I don't like the mint.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't care for mint. Yeah, I don't care for all that nonsense.
But that's all they use for the pho. For the soup and all that shit. I love that.
So...
Every time?
So then we ate. And then, of course, my wife goes to Whole Food Markets. And one of my new... Now that I'm older, I've become more sophisticated.
Right.
So my favorite cake anymore isn't chocolate cake. You know, as a kid, it was always chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
So I've graduated to carrot cake. That's
flourless chocolate cake.
Nice.
You know, my...
stripper cake.
Yeah. Every cake I have has to have a stripper. I love the carrot cake.
Mm. Carrot cake is delicious.
It's delicious. And a big old piece of that, you know, that cream cheese frosting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, ate a ton of that. And then, you know, my wife loves these scary movies, and her brother does too. So they were watching this... Insidious.
Yeah.
And I'm like... All right, I'm in a food coma, so I fell asleep on the couch.
Right.
And I go home, and I wake up. I got the rumbles and the shits and everything from all night long. And then I get up. And
now,
I'm
what
always,
was it from? The chili, the egg rolls. Who,
it could have been a combination.
Everything, everything.
It could have been birthday cake, the carrot cake.
It could have been an eclectic thing. Wow. You know, it could have been a combination of all that. It could have been that mekla.
And did you drink also?
Yeah, I had a few beers. Three Samuel Adams summer.
Okay.
Yeah. Summer
so fests. You had a nice little thing going in there, rumbling.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Just all day.
It's like the old days when the cartoons, they picture that picture in your stomach and like a little bottle of beer is running around next to a little chili omelet and a fucking little Vietnamese egg roll. They're all battling and punching each other.
Remember those old commercials for Alka-Seltzer? I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
Can't believe I ate the whole thing.
I sit there fucking.
And that was the tagline.
You weren't born yet, probably.
No.
My dad would eat. My dad would eat after a big dinner. Everybody. That was the joke.
Right.
You know how there's a period of time where the joke used to be, ooh, time to make the donuts.
Yeah.
Right.
Remember, you get up early or you're out early. Like, we go to soccer field and preseason training in college out there at 7 in the morning to run for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, time to make the donuts. You know what I mean?
Of course, yeah.
That's the fucking saying. Back in the day, it was, I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
Yeah. You know, people would probably say it all the time. Yeah,
there's a lot of cool
advertising. Where's the beef?
Yeah, where's the beef?
Yeah,
where's the beef? Can you name the woman who said that? Clara Peller. That was her name. Clara. She was
Peter
a fucking,
just likes to distinguish the
she
fact.
Was a star.
No, but if that was a trivia question, you
Clara,
would be clutch
Peller.
In that
Clara
situation.
Clara
right there.
Peller.
Peller. Peller. Clara Peller.
Didn't she just die?
She became famous. No, she died about fucking. And you know what? She was a vegetarian.
Rest in peace.
She was a vegetarian. She was. Well, where's the beef? No, I don't know. She fucking ain't tight. No, right. But she became like this folk fucking hero, man.
Right.
That was a big thing. Where's the beef?
Yeah.
There's so many.
Imagine
like that, man.
Now you're an actor. What kind of money did she make on that? You think that national commercial?
Back then, she probably made
nothing.
A lot of. No way.
More?
She probably made a lot of money.
Yeah.
After
yeah.
she became like a public figure, and you start making like think about like Flo from Progressive,
right?
Or like the Sonic guys. You know those two guys who are always in the Sonic drive-thru?
They never have to work again.
This reoccurring gig that they have,
right.
They are banking.
They'll never have to work again, these two.
Yeah.
You know, seriously.
I would love to land a gig like that.
Hell yeah.
I don't care what it's for. RC Cola.
Look at
fucking,
this guy. Look at the Verizon guy. Can you hear me now? They brought him back to another one.
Now.
Hey, it used to be the you know guy. You know him.
Local comic.
That was brilliant. I'm sorry.
Yeah, local comic. Will Lopez used to get a lot. Yeah, everybody thinks I'm the Sprint guy.
Oh,
kind of look like him.
That's funny.
You know, it was a joke. And then he was glad when he came back.
Oh, the Verizon guy. Yeah.
Now he's the Verizon guy. Yeah. He used to be the Sprint guy. Or he is, whatever.
Whatever.
He was
versa.
The Verizon guy. Now he's the Sprint guy.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Either one.
Hmm.
Some shit like that.
Yeah. Fuck. He's happy.
That guy.
Right.
But yeah, they're making money, these people. They, and you're right. They'll never have to work again if they play their cards right and save their money.
Well, he's invested all that bullshit. But
by the way, Joe Gonzalez on Facebook Live says the best thing I said about all the shit I consumed on that day was a Samuel Adams.
Right.
You know, I like I like Sam Adams.
You know, it's everybody.
The Oktoberfest is delicious. Mm-hmm. I like Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
I like the fact that they come out with different blends during the year.
Yeah.
You know, they a
little change of pace.
Right. Right. They do the.
But I had the summery thing, which had some lemony, little citrusy.
I think it's orange.
Is it orange? Well, the label was yellow. It'd be odd that it'd be an orange flavor with a yellow label, unless it.
I don't know. Unless somebody, unless another beer has an orange label.
Well, Sam.
Well, there's a bunch of different beers that have like that orange taste too. Shock Top, Blue Moon. Yeah. Have you ever had a Leinenkugel Summer Shandy? That's delicious.
Dude, they just started this huge ad campaign, Leinenkugel. And they say, you know, they're huge. I couldn't.
Yeah, I've never even heard of
the Floridian from Funky Buddha has kind of orange. Well, it's a Hefeweizen.
Blue Moon, they serve that with an orange slice in it. People like, you know. You know, when you go to a
good
restaurant or bar.
What's up, Danny Finneman?
That's how they. That's how the company wants you to serve it.
Well, that's the thing, because that's how they got the beer out there. They garnished it with this orange to sell it. That was like the selling point to attract people's eye to it.
Why didn't they change the name to Orange Moon then? Because it kind of looks like a half moon.
That would be stupid, and you know, Blue Moon.
Well, you know, Blue Oranges.
You know who owns Blue Moon?
No, but I know the
beverages.
Song.
Blue Moon. Coors.
Yeah,
Coors bought them back in. Which stock symbol is TAP? By the way,
didn't Coors just have
they just
like something
those funky? Whatever.
But they had. Funky. They said there was cocaine in the beer.
No.
Is that an April Fool's joke?
Must have been.
Is that a Snopes?
Yeah.
Dope.
You got caught by your own shit. You're the guy.
Well, what about?
To,
did you see that giant pack of Budweiser beer?
No.
It was gigantic.
Right.
There was like 4,000 cans in this thing, and it cost like $3,000.
Wow.
They were selling it. I don't know. I saw the picture the other day.
Maybe we should hit up. Maybe we should hit those guys up for free beer. We'll sponsor them.
Yeah.
They will drink it. You drink beer if we had it here during the day. 4:30 on the afternoon on Tuesday.
Not a big beer.
I would.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Elroy would.
Hell yeah. Bring a fucking
beer. Well,
he's young.
He can come back.
Yeah.
You know.
That'd be great. Sometimes I'll go hit up the bar on the way in.
Yeah.
And I'll make a little Jack and Coke.
Yeah, he's no.
I've done that before. Yeah, of course.
First time he did it, my wife was like, "Who's that little kid making a drink?
who smelled like booze? He smelled like booze.
Have that little kid making a drink."
Listen, Josh, if you're listening, keep an eye on him when you get married, because I'm kind of worried about this drinking during the day.
Now, we're going to say,
day drinking can be fun if you do it right.
If you is this something you let people know? Is this
what do you mean
about the date coming up?
Oh, I mean,
is that something
you
can announce here?
Have you told your girlfriends yet?
No, actually,
you got to bring it to them last.
Yeah,
I don't want to do it this way, but
ladies.
I'm taking myself off the market officially. Yeah.
You didn't. She took you off the market.
Well, yeah, of course. But I mean, I proposed to her to marry me. I mean, yeah, she said yes.
How did you do it?
I did it very traditionally, dinner and champagne.
Wasn't that what you showed on the Facebook?
Yeah.
Well, that was the engagement. I got you.
I got down on my knee.
That was him begging her. That was not another thing. One knee thing. He used two. That was two knees. This fucking kid was.
Well, when this
we had bells and whistles, food, cake, dessert, champagne.
Very romantic.
He had to have a fucking.
She had to know.
He had to have a bullhorn when he went on his knee, so he could hear. She was so far up there. Hey, I'm coming down here.
Listen to me. How did she burst?
I like to tell you something, honey.
Did she burst out crying?
Yeah, she cried.
How about you?
Yeah, I cried too.
Good. That's beautiful. I'm glad, man. Yeah. That's romantic shit, dude. Now, nobody's there to film it. Did you have a friend like to?
Yeah, I have it on video. My cousin filmed it with his camera, with my phone.
Okay. Now, did they? Was he arrested after that?
No.
The voyeurism?
No.
You didn't know he was videoing the whole night.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which, by the way, you know, I asked my wife for like an erotic massage for my birthday.
So she called somebody.
No. Slow down, Pete. When I say that, you would think, like, we have a massage table.
But you asked her.
At first I said, I'd like to get one. Like, she had, like, by me. I go, yeah, I guess. Okay.
All right. I was going to. Yeah, when you come out of bathroom.
Yeah.
When you finish you're pooping.
Like, yeah, that's hilarious.
So, you know, we have, like, the big thing would be, like, have a woman come. And then her be there and watch it and get all excited and hopefully, you know, that would be nice.
That's the fantasy.
That's erotic. But so I said, no. But so, you know, we got home. There was no table or nothing. We just, you know, we got butt naked and, you know, that was it. But hey, it's all good. You know, that would have been nicer if she had like a nurse outfit on and the massage table and
And if you'd stayed awake.
Yeah. Listen, that's the truth. Listen, after last night.
You should just have it in there. Just hang it in there.
After last night, after, by the way, you know, New York Prime, the filet was awesome.
Yeah.
We had a bottle of Rodney Strong.
Oh, delicious.
Well, you know, cab. Mm. And, yeah, same thing. Came home, like, fuck, ugh. I mean, I'm still, like, today, I still feel like.
It's a beef coma, dude. You had 16 ounces of beef, right?
Yeah, I think so. It? I think it was 12 or still.
Oh, 12?
It was 12 ounces. 12 ounces. Center cut.
But you had barrel a baked potato. Cut, you had a baked potato.
No baked potato.
Oh,
just,
good.
Just mushrooms, sautéed mushrooms, and right. garlic spinach.
Oh, this garlic spinach. Is
and
good.
You know what? I had crab claws, the jumbo crab claws.
Uh-huh.
My wife got the shrimp, like the bread, like the shrimp was delicious.
Right.
Breaded with, not breaded, but the, they were grilled and like mm-hmm. fucking, you
they
know.
Put, they put some panko like, on one side.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Delicious. Mm-hmm. And I asked for two of the huge stone crab claws.
Yeah.
Guess how much each one was?
$30.
Double.
They were
$60
a piece. They were like six. They were 6 to 8 ounces. That's wow. a pretty big claw.
You didn't know they were that big?
I didn't know they're that fucking expensive.
So you got one?
I got two.
Holy
shit! They said
shit.
Market price. So after the dinner, like the bill was like $350.
Well, because they charge you for the whole
wow.
market.
Wow.
Yeah.
$350 for dinner, just the two of you?
Yeah, and a bottle of wine.
How much was the Rodney Strong?
I don't even remember now.
Because I'll tell you what. I'll tell you how
I don't
want
to hear
it.
How cheap it is when you buy it, because we buy it.
It's $12.
It's like $15, $12.30.
Yeah, yeah. $30 fucking
depends on, yeah, so.
It's probably $35 to $40.
Probably.
There. It's normally in a restaurant, it's three times.
You know what's weird about it? You know what was weird about New York Prime? And Perry Sack was watching a minute ago. That's his favorite restaurant. But it was weird. Perry, if you're there, tell me. They had Boca Raton police officer right there at the maitre d' station when you walk in.
Wow.
And he looked like he was in, he wasn't just like in a casual, he had, you know, like battle fatigue.
He had the vest on him?
He had the vest with the gun right here on the chest holster, so you can just grab it from here. You know, he was in tactical.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow, this is the waspiest place in Boca Raton, the richest people. I guess, you know, I guess they're worried about Latifa guys coming or something and trying to mess with the upper 1%.
And what day is this, Sunday?
This was last night, Monday.
Oh, Monday night.
It was Monday night.
Monday night.
What's up with that, Perry, you know? When's the last time you've been to New York Prime and they had an armed guard at the front?
Well, I know that they do have a special on the lobster that night, and all the Jews love a lobster.
Maybe somebody famous was eating there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was wondering. Maybe,
maybe
you
somebody,
know,
and that was
Trump's
their private
town.
Detail or
Trump's
something.
Trump's in town. He's in. He's, yeah, he was in Mar-a-Lago during this holiday weekend.
Wow.
Speaking of Trump, something he's got to be aware of, there's a caravan of migrants.
Mm-hmm.
That are heading. They started in South Mexico, right near the Honduran border.
Yeah,
and they're gonna head to the border with U.S. and they're all gonna just load the border. They're gonna show some like you know they got all the, everybody's marching in the U.S. So now we've inspired the central illegal immigrants to come.
Wait, so that it's that many of them?
Thousands,
like big groups.
Yeah,
like they're gonna try to storm the border.
Yeah, they're just gonna knock it over
and run through it.
But right now, the latest news is that they're all stalled at a soccer field. They can't stop playing soccer.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's going to be like that.
Hey, we'll go after we play a game. That's everybody's
like that,
here.
Yeah, it's like that concert in Cleveland with The Who, when they trampled like 8 people to death. Couldn't get in.
It's going
to
be crazy.
What are you going to do about that, man?
Well, what can you do? You can't gun down all these people that are running in the border. You can't stop them physically unless we build a big mass of people as well. To
yeah.
What if you?
So that's what we got to do. We have like it's like a big game of Red Rover, Red Rover.
Yeah,
you could drop gasoline on them and then set them on fire.
Red Rover, Red Rover.
Why
send
would you do that to them?
Huh?
That's so mean.
Well, to scare like the ants, you scare them back.
By the way, Perry. You know, Perry's been in like Facebook. Perry Sack. We're talking about local.
Oh, he's in jail.
He's in jail.
Yeah.
Facebook jail.
Yes.
What?
Not the first time.
That's
why?
Not, I'm going to say that's never happened to me before. But this guy.
What happened?
I guess you do something that people don't like, or somebody reports you,
yeah,
that you're not being, you know, a good person. But Perry says I can't comment. I'm still in jail. But they pay the cop. He doesn't bother anyone, no matter how shit faced they get. Well, I'm not worried because Perry's the fucking one getting shit faced now.
Yeah,
you know. But you know how many? What do they expect somebody to come in there and rob the place? I mean, I don't know.
No, who knows, man? Just to make people feel secure, maybe. Who knows?
The caravan of migrants that alarmed President Trump stalls at a soccer field. in Mateus Romero, Mexico, after days of walking from Mexico's southern border.
Yeah, they had bathrooms there.
I gotta take a shit, man.
I really gotta go, man. Let's stop at the soccer field. I have to have soccer.
The caravan of hundreds of migrants has drawn President Trump's Twitter ire, has now halted on Brown Grass Soccer Field.
It's brown now.
Yeah.
It was green before they got there.
Its participants unsure and anxious about the way forward. The men and women most from Central America were squatting Tuesday in a walled public park while government officials decided their fate.
Wow.
We are scared just like you, Arenio Mujica, the head of the coordinator, head coordinator of the migrant caravan, told the assembled group, though a megaphone Tuesday morning, much like when you proposed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right. President Donald Trump has said that he wants to hit us with nuclear bombs. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's true.
Well, I don't think you need a nuclear bomb. Just a regular one would be good.
Yeah.
Anyways, the nuclear bomb's expensive. Right, Elgin?
The nuclear bomb? So expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew you tried to get one for your wedding.
I did.
For the wedding.
It says here that the president did not use a nuclear threat in any of his tweets. Mm. The president has warned that Mexico must stop the group or risk being penalized in negotiations in the upcoming NAFTA discussions.
Penalized.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people, market's been up and down this week, but a lot of people complaining about this trade war. China announced some new tariffs against this and that. Everybody's panicking and freaking out. And that's what's going to happen.
Right.
You know, if you want to fix this thing, unless you want to be China's bitch, right. You know, for the next fucking three decades.
Right.
Somebody's got to put their fucking foot down China doesn't want this. Trust me.
They already own those. They
got so many citizens that need to work. Can you imagine all the if things slow down on their end, it gets a lot worse on their end than it does on ours. That's all I'm saying.
Don't they own Rockefeller Center already?
They sold. They've been selling a lot of Chinese they sold the what's the big hotel? Not the Waldorf. What is it in New York City?
The Plaza.
The Plaza, I think. They just sold it. They have it up for sale. They owned it for a while. Chinese.
Yeah, they converted a lot of it to condos. Half that hotel is condos now.
Hmm.
What?
The Waldorf is condo conversions.
Wow.
Yep. Millions. They made a fucking fortune.
Trump on Tuesday said he would call out the military to guard the border. We cannot have people flowing into our country illegally, Trump said, as he discussed the caravan while posing for a photo in the White House Baltic state leaders.
With his wife. illegal.
You know, by the way, she came out and said, basically it's been that she's like, she's sticking with him. Yeah. Even with all this nonsense going on.
But why not?
Of course.
She's banging the butler.
No, but I mean, like, she was at the Easter roll thing, mm-hmm. You know, hanging out, smiling. They were together.
Beautiful.
Why would you give that up?
Exactly.
Look at that life. You're at the White House chilling on the lawn,
mm-hmm.
Hanging out.
Mar-a-Lago, you're everywhere.
Because he banged some bimbo? Who cares?
But, you know, 20 years ago. Shit.
Yeah, right? Gives a shit.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an open relationship. I don't think that, you know, I think it's...
At that point, if it wasn't, that has to be put on the table.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
right.
I'll stick around, but...
Well, that's what happens. If you get caught cheating,
yeah.
You know, and you're still together, that's usually, and you know, payback's a bitch.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's got to be expected. Now, you're about to get married.
Yeah.
So you're going to get married on May 12th. 13th.
13th, my favorite number.
Yeah.
I love 13. It's a great number. Actually, it's coming up. I got to get another tattoo. I get one every Friday the 13th.
You do?
Yeah. I'm on to my 12th one. And on my 13th one, I'm not going to get it anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
13 13s.
All right.
Consecutively, I've gotten them.
You're like Rolling Rock. Well, that's 33.
But only on Friday. But you said on Friday the 13th. There's only a couple of Friday the 13ths, right? When's the next
one? It doesn't happen all the time.
The next one is this Friday.
Really?
I mean, not this Friday, the next Friday.
Okay.
And then there'll be another one in a few months from that.
Yeah, it does happen. Like, you know, like I said this before, when we were kids, they used to say, oh, these eclipses only occur every, like, 100 years. I've seen, like, 50 of them in the last, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
What are they fucking talking about?
Different kinds of eclipses.
Though. Yeah, I know, solar, lunar, but then, you know, I guess the one we had recently was because the shadow went really mm-hmm. right across this country.
Right.
Where a lot of other times it goes through Europe or fucking South America. That's why these people are pissed. These migrants are coming because they want to see the next eclipse.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to tell them they're late. They are Hispanic. They are Latin time.
Hey, what's the difference between a migrant and an immigrant?
I don't know.
Once they get here, I think they're an immigrant, right? Before that,
they're migrating means you're in progression of going. Immigrant means you're from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You might be right on that.
It's a great question.
Thank you.
Anybody else in Facebook Live world know?
Google it.
What's up, Nadine?
We don't want to be on our phone right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
because people get mad.
Oh, boy. Got to pay attention to people.
Yeah, I mean, it is nice to have everybody.
You're looking at your phone, you prick.
Mexican officials responded this week to Trump's tweets, as they usually do, politely preferring not to inflame tensions with their northern neighbor, Mexico's chief technical negotiator of the trade deal, Kenneth Smith Ramos. Kenneth Smith Ramos. Hey, man, I got to act like I'm really from here, but I'm really from, like, Kentucky.
Right.
Tweeted Tuesday that the process of modernizing the treaty is entering a phase of intense activity. Wow. Mexico, he added, will continue working in a constructive manner. Yeah, so good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. I hope they
let them all go to California.
Hope they have plenty of water.
So how far are they away? They're stuck at the soccer field, you said?
They're in they're still in Mexico.
Game's almost over. It's tied after two.
They're in triple double overtime.
Yeah.
was that expression from Animal House? Double secret probation.
Yeah. Double secret probation.
Now our kids here from Parkland, the lovely kids, Parkland activists has best response to transparent backpack rule. Now, the kids in Parkland, I guess for a safety measure, never again, that's their saying, never again.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, one of the ways some persons came up with the idea said, okay, you can only have a backpack if it's completely see through.
Right. Clear backpack.
Clear backpack.
As I said before, I think it's embarrassing for the girls because that time of month, you know, you're carrying around your
feminine products.
Correct. Well, they must have a real heavy flow if they have to carry a whole box of them and put it in their
still,
you put them in a tube and
one
your thing, a
out is could be embarrassing to a kid.
Right, to a 15-year-old kid.
To a girl.
So what you're saying, exactly. You'd rather get shot with an AR-15 than be embarrassed because you have to...
No, that's only one example.
Can you get an AR-15 into one of those clear backpacks?
You get a gun.
Oh, okay.
when the students of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School returned to campus after their March for Our Lives and their week-long spring break, they were less than thrilled having to wear transparent backpacks.
Oh, I'll bet at the time enough they can get a borrow like a plastic clear through one.
But you know, they were also coming out with these bulletproof backpacks. Did you see
that? Would be a better idea.
No, they already came out with them. You put them on your front, mm-hmm. and then the whole thing completely unzips.
Why not?
And then the whole thing folds down, and now you have like a chest plate and mm-hmm. a plate that covers.
Absolutely.
Like,
good idea. How much does it cost? $4,000?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, yeah, they probably cost an arm and a leg.
They're selling sponsorships.
Yeah.
You know, Subway's going to put their...
Many students expressed their disappointment with the policy on social media. These kids aren't going to be happy with anything.
No.
Stating the bags are a violation of our privacy and won't really help. Now, hear that. Isn't that funny? It's a violation of our privacy, yet they're speaking of let's get rid of the Second Amendment.
Your future wife's a teacher. How does she feel about all of this stuff?
She's scared about it because she still has to go to work every day and not knowing what's going to mm-hmm. happen. Anybody could come onto the school.
Have they increased security at her school?
Not that I know of, no.
Because didn't they claim there's going to be an arms? Didn't they say that, Doug?
I don't know. I don't know. We're going to talk about arming the schools right now. But
I don't think the teachers should be armed either.
Nah, listen.
That doesn't make sense.
I think one out of maybe every 50, there might be somebody who's qualified in certain areas that if they wanted to do it and they wanted to take on a responsibility,
they don't get paid enough.
Do
they
it.
Don't get paid enough to have to bear that responsibility.
My point is, your wife, your soon-to-be wife, and 99% of most teachers won't be handling a gun.
Did you see all these teachers that are marching for the better wages?
They're protesting up north.
Yeah,
Kansas
gathering
somewhere.
They're protest. They were out there and they're sitting out. There's nobody's going to school anymore. That's the bottom line.
They got a 10% raise, by the way.
Yeah, is that what they got recently?
Mm-hmm.
Are they complaining? That's only got all they got.
No, they struck until they got that. You were right.
By the way, Joe makes a point out. Parkland students probably could afford a $4,000 backpack. Right? When my stepdaughter went to that school,
yeah.
You know, she was just pulling up in a regular car and all these guys had Lexuses and kids, you know what I mean?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, they're fucking loaded,
mm-hmm.
you know? And by the way, the school was in Oklahoma. They were
Oklahoma.
Protesting.
There you go.
Everybody's pissed, you know? Listen, I love, you know, people need to travel outside this country, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that complain,
yeah.
They say, okay, before you complain, do us a favor. We're going to send you to 3 different countries. We're going to give you a month off. We're going to pay you double what you get paid. Right. We're going to fucking send you to all these different countries. And then you come back and complain about how the fuck you have it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
When you can't get internet, when you can't get fucking, ice.
These kids, you know, like, okay, well, fuck. Now, look, something happened. People are trying to come up with ways to make sure it doesn't happen again. You know, so you got to wear a fucking backpack.
Right.
Right? You know, maybe that's what happens when you try to figure out solutions to this thing as opposed to, well, guess what? Maybe if the fucking cops did their job, the FBI did their job, and maybe if this kid wasn't bullied by a bunch of pretentious fucking pricks. And I'm not just talking about this school, but, you know, I mentioned this yesterday on the show. You know, kids today are ruthless.
Terrible.
You know what I mean? Very competitive. That if you wear the wrong... I mean, that, when we were kids, if you wore fucking cheap sneakers, people would make fun of you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was fortunate. I was a popular kid. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I had older brothers, especially I mentioned this when I went to high school. I had older brothers that kind of like paved the way. Where I can, one time I was a freshman, and these kids were fucking, the football players were fucking with my buddy. And then I'm standing, I'm walking by, I go, oh, and then like, oh, that's a little Almeida. Don't fuck with him. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, your
legacy. Not to mention, I had a black belt already, and I fucking would have kicked him in the face.
Your legacy.
Exactly.
Right. You had that.
But nowadays, kids are, they're fucking ruthless.
Right.
So you want to worry about the Second Amendment before you worry about be such a prick to these fucking poor kids that are gonna go out and shoot you up?
No, please.
Fuck. Where are the fucking gay backpacks? God Almighty! Mm-hmm. Fucking backpacks. Oh, it's see through. I got tampons you can see. No one's gonna be happy all the fucking time.
Now, in the meantime, it's gonna be that kid who's got a flask or a fucking bottle of vodka he takes to school. That, you know,
kid's got a bag of weed.
Right. Those are the kids.
Got a fucking Hustler magazine in there.
Right. They're bringing their parents' fucking pills to work and to school and shit. That's what they do in Parkland, man. They all shit. I had my house broken out of, not into, at Parkland.
Yeah.
My kid had his friends over. He stole all my shit.
Really?
And So they thought there was a stage of break in. They broke the fucking window downstairs from the inside. So when the cops came, the glass is outside the fucking house. he goes, yeah, you had a breakout. I go, what? He goes, yeah. You have a son? You have a daughter? I go, yeah. He and his friends robbed your fucking house.
Yeah, they robbed the house and tried to make it look like somebody else.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the only thing that was gone was booze, weed, and that was it. Yeah. Thousands of dollars of stereo equipment, TVs, you know, Peter Max paintings, you know, everything's... fine. But
that's
the glass
hilarious.
Is outside the, yeah.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. There's plenty there. Man attacks golden arches at Oregon McDonald's, police say. Yeah, and he played a little in excess right after.
They didn't have my nuggets.
Man attacks golden arches at an Oregon McDonald's. I always love when they have a story like this and there's something police say. Yeah. No, the fucking local plumber said it.
Right.
You know, I just happen to be around. In Sutherland, police say a 37-year-old man was far from loving it when workers at the McDonald's restaurant in Oregon refused to make him 30 double cheeseburgers. His response, he tried to destroy the golden arches.
How'd he do that?
Reports say police arrested Jedediah Ezekiel Fulton. I guess his parents read the Bible.
Ugh, he's another Mormon.
On March 16th, on suspicion of second-degree disorderly conduct. Mm. Second-degree criminal trespass and second-degree criminal mischief and harassment. And criminal mischief is when you use a wand.
Yeah.
Authorities say Fulton became upset when the fast food restaurant in the western Oregon town of Sutherland declined to make his order. Police say he destroyed a banner and then attacked the arches. This guy's like a Don Quixote.
Right. How do you attack him? On a horse with a sword?
Yeah. Oh, Don Quixote, the Lord of Oregon. Sutherland Police Department says he also grabbed a person's shirt and wiped his ass with it. No, my kid. And then after he ate that hamburger. And that a witness afraid of that person's life pulled out a gun. It's not clear online records if Fulton has an attorney or not. Probably not if he's eating at McDonald's.
Well, why would you want 30, though? And why refuse the guy? Go to the store and
why not, right? Give the guy 30 hamburgers. Like, there's people do that. They'll go there. Maybe this guy lives in the fucking woods somewhere.
No, maybe.
And he wants to get 30 hamburgers. He gets them all wrapped up, puts them in a bag, and puts them in his fucking fridge, and then he heats them up and eats them for the next fucking month.
Maybe he was the snack dad at the fucking kids' soccer game.
Right.
You got to bring all, you know.
Some people bring oranges. This guy brings McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Right. Perfect, yeah. He's healthy.
Yeah. Right. Hey, kids, why are you guys so sluggish in the second half?
Right. Seven of them in the bathroom. And my starting forwards are taking a shit.
Oh, that felt good. See, I'm telling you, I'm still from all that beef and
we call that grepsing. The Jews call that grepsing.
Yeah, look, grepsing coming up and
grepsing.
Oh. Florida man reunites with, this is a story I found for you, Peter. Florida man reunites with pet cat lost over 14 years ago.
Oh, my God. I hope I find Sheldon.
Could you imagine if you ran back into your cat? And
yeah.
And you saw him like, Sheldon, he was like, I'm with these people now, Peter.
Right.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
They got a big house.
Now I got to feel bad.
You know.
Yeah. That was sad.
Oh, man, I slept in my car like 3-4 nights, man.
Waiting for that cat.
Put traps out and shit. I caught like 4 cats, none mine.
Yeah.
I did. I caught for 3 cats and a fucking, oh my God,
I wonder what
an opossum.
Yeah. Fort Pierce, Florida. A Florida man has been reunited with his cat he lost 14 years ago. Perry Martin of Fort Pierce said he had assumed his orange tabby named Thomas Jr., for T2 for short, had died in traffic. Martin moved with a friend after Hurricane Jean clobbered the state back in 2004.
Mm.
A few days later, T2 escaped the home and never returned. Martin had T2 implanted with a microchip back in 2002. He'd never had news of his missing pet. Now, he had the thing, but he couldn't find it.
Well, here's what happens. It's not a homing device.
Right.
A microchip is only good
if they find
if
the
somebody,
cat.
If somebody gets the cat and they take it to a vet and they say, can you see if it's microchipped? And now, sometimes a vet misses it. Sometimes they're put in places where they don't scan the fucking thing right. They should always put it in the same fucking place. They don't. And then it could also, if you're talking about 14 years, I have no idea what the shelf life is on a microchip.
You're
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially if the fucker's outside, the pouring rain, soaking wet, he falls well into a creek, and his microchip's going to work, right? Right? Short the motherfucker out, you know? Like a shock collar.
Martin
it's like
County.
A breast implant. You have to get it replaced after
that's
a while.
That's correct.
No, you're not supposed to get bet.
You know, yes, you. There's 10-year shelf life on a lot of
those. Yeah, those they harden up and they
capsulize. It's called capsulizing.
So start to sag.
And that's they had the problem with the gel ones. Those are the ones that they were. And they had the saline ones came out for a while,
right?
Which they were you never had a, supposedly. Martin had T2 implanted with blah, blah, blah. Services called him on March 9th to tell him that T2 was in a shelter in Palm City.
Wow.
Martin said he initially thought the call was too crazy to believe. The pair reunited last week in the Humane Society on the Treasure Coast.
The cat scratched the fuck out of him. He didn't for abandoning him. Took his eye out, and he strangled the cat.
He tried.
Actually, that cat was 4 years old and he was missing. He was gone for 4 years. He died last week. I gets it back, you know, 4 days later, the cat has a heart attack and dies.
Man caught on video driving with dog tied to a car.
Oh, I've done that.
Wait, what?
Big deal.
Like, you know, you can't take the car for a walk. You can't walk, right? Like, in other words, maybe the guy has, like, when you had your bad Achilles.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe so the guy, but he wants to walk the dog. He doesn't have a bike. He doesn't have a skateboard. So he says, okay, if I idle.
Yeah.
If I have a long leash and I just idle down the street, it's kind of fucked up, though, if your dog runs around a tree.
Yeah. Hey, Chevy Chase, Vacation. She had the dog.
He
finds the leash at the, tied to the fucking back
that
of the car.
That was hilarious.
Right?
Yeah, he kept up for a few miles.
Right.
In Lancaster, police Monday were investigating video footage of a driver in Lancaster walking two dogs by tying one of them to his car as he drove alongside.
What a fucking idiot.
It was captured on March 31st near St. Paul Episcopal Church.
The dog was a chihuahua, too. It wasn't like a big dog.
He's just going nuts.
Looked like your dog.
Nicole said she began videoing an incident when she spotted an unidentified driver dragging his female German Shepherd on a leash.
Dragging?
With diarrhea following it.
The driver also allegedly kneed the dog.
Uh-oh.
Yanked her out of the vehicle and kicked her.
They should beat the fuck out of this guy.
Yeah,
they should shoot to him.
I would if I was sitting there and a guy saw a guy kicking a dog and fucking doing that kind of shit. I would go there and just hit him.
I've told you the story on the air, man. That won't make it long. That's kind of
that's impossible.
Pulling his dog up by the fucking or lifting him off the ground by his leash off the ground. I tapped him on the shoulder as he turned his head. I hit him so fucking hard. I was like 16, 17 years old. This guy went down. The dog ran away, and that was it. I fucking
squared. I wonder how they treat people in jail. Like, you know how
when you
like,
hurt an animal?
Like, child molesters or people who mess with women. they always...
They fuck with them
right.
big time, man.
So I wonder how animal abusers are on that list. Like, do you
probably
think they treat the same
there,
way?
Probably high up there.
Yeah. By the way, this just in. I was reading this earlier. Adam Hayes says in our Facebook Live, but there's an active female shooter at the YouTube headquarters.
What?
I read that just before we went on. I didn't get a chance to get into it too much.
They took her ID.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Active shooter at the YouTube.
A female, a woman.
See, we talked about that last week. There's very few female.
Right. Mostly
psychos,
white kids.
Right.
White, little white kids.
Boys, men.
Yeah. Young men,
right.
as they say. So that's news. We'll check. I'm sure that'll be on everybody's.
This just in.
Newscast today.
Yeah. Wow, this is real. 13 minutes ago.
Right.
Wow. Shooting reported at YouTube headquarters. Several people taken to hospitals. Ambulances transported 4 or 5 patients to hospitals after a shooting. It was reported at YouTube headquarters in San Bruno, California. Wow.
Now, the question was, did she use an AR-15 or did she use a handgun?
Right.
I don't have those.
And did the employees have
details.
Clear backpacks?
Right. And if that
they're gonna have, they need clear backpacks at YouTube now.
And,
yeah.
and if that guy Hogg shows up over there,
yeah,
I was here just trying to like.
I was in the bathroom.
Some videos.
I was in the bathroom. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have more on that.
Boy, can you imagine see all that shit going on with this? But still, Frank Stallone. Who gets involved with these fucking?
I don't know why. That's what I said yesterday on the show. I don't even get like why even bother bringing any attention to it? I mean, let the kid do what he's fucking doing. God bless you know the fact that everybody to me except you know Ted Nugent called them mush brains,
right?
You know, and you gotta love Ted Nugent. He's a fucking loon. But you know what I mean? Listen, like I said, if the world goes to fucking haha. I want Ted Nugent in my clan.
I'm going to his house. He's got a bunker.
Hey, Ted, yeah. I got some cat scratch fever, motherfucker.
Right. I can't believe this, man. This world is going crazy.
Well, listen, how many times have I said this on the show? You have to expect the unexpected. You know, everybody, listen, forget about, this will never happen again. It's going to fucking keep happening.
Right.
Because the people are a bunch of douchebags for
the
most part.
But look how more frequent it's becoming. And now it's like in the public eye.
Copycat.
Like, YouTube headquarters?
It's acceptable. It's almost become like, you know what?
It's crazy, man.
There's people that wake up. There's actually some people that wake up during the day and go, you know what? I kind of understand why that kid did that. You know, and when you deal with people and the fucking moronic people and you deal with and you go, you know what? There's no hope. You sometimes you witness certain things and you go, what the fuck made this person think they could? You know, like I was just driving earlier today. And when it comes to that shit, when I put a blinker on or, you know, or if I got to get or I see somebody merging in, I'm like, I slowed. You know what I mean? Get the fuck in because it's just going to go that much quicker if I do that. If I speed up, it's going to be, you know what I mean? What am I going to No way. So I'm driving today and right by the school zone, right on Sample.
Right.
Right. Or Wiles. I mean, when I was coming here, back here. And, you know, everybody's turning into the school and this one guy behind me, I can see him speeding up. So the person in the right lane can't get over, and the fucking guy's got his blinker on and everything. Like, why are you being such a prick? Why won't you let this fucking guy in? So you know what I did?
Shot his tires out?
Yeah, I turned around and fucking got into my Beretta stance and started putting bullets through his front window.
Right.
No, so I... that's what I wanted to do.
Right, of course.
No, right. So I, of course. So what did I do? I fucking slowed down to a creepy stall, and I put my arm, like, through my wind, like my fucking sun, whatever, moon roof.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, dude, and I fucking put, and I... But I just fucking almost stopped, and the guy took a minute. I mean, now I'm thinking, what a douche. And the guy behind me is honking at me. I go, fuck you, dude. You're not going to let this guy in. I'm going to let him in. And you're going to wait behind me.
It's incredible.
People, you know, you wonder why somebody's going to shoot up, because that's the way people are. People are crude, rude,
they are.
Disgusting. They're ignorant.
I am. You know why? I don't know the difference between a moonroof and a sunroof.
Yeah.
Moonroof opens one way, and the sunroof opens the other way. Sunroof opens completely, and the moonroof just goes
kind of opens up
and tilts forward.
I'm so stupid, man.
I think that's what it is.
I put fucking sunscreen on my
moonroof.
Yeah, to make sure I don't get...
You're an idiot.
I swear to God. My skin doctor said you can get tan through the... You gotta
be
careful.
I'm telling everybody right now, expect the unexpected. Be prepared, like I've always said. When you walk in, like last night, we went to the New York Prime. You know... The fact you, like you said, the fact that guy was there, I said, okay,
you felt safe.
I'm not even going to think about this now. I'm not going to have. I have one less thing to worry about. He's got the front door.
Right. You walk back to your car and left to put the gun back. Right.
But
yeah, I took it out of my sock.
But you're right. It could happen anywhere.
You got to be ready, man. There's a and
I'm wearing
with
a condom.
And with that being said, you know, why not try to be like I said, I made a change when it came to driving. Like I wouldn't sit like I used to do that. Like I didn't want somebody to get in. Fuck you, right? You know what I mean? They fuck it. When I'm on the fast lane and people like you know I see them, I can see it coming. I just let off the gas.
Right.
I'm not going to deal with it.
I had a guy on my tail yesterday. I'm doing like 75. This guy was and there's a guy right in front of me. I have nowhere to go, and this guy's on my tail. So what I do is I turn my lights on because they think you're braking. And I see this woman behind me panic because by the you know and I wasn't braking so it just looks like I am so she's you know she all of a sudden now she's like 30 feet behind me and right. I put my arm over the window
I just throw fucking thumbtacks out my sunroof here's a story. Cookies that made daycare staff feel high were drug free. Bangor, Maine. I think those are funny cookies. Officials say cookies dropped off at a Maine daycare center that staff members complained made them feel high, contained no illicit substances.
It wasn't the weed they smoked during the break?
It may have been that.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm thinking. Then they got the munchies, they ate a cookie, and went, wow.
Those people brought us those cookies. That's probably got so fucked up. Yo, that or that quarter weed we smoked.
Right.
About a dozen staff members at the Watch Me Shine daycare in Bangor reported feeling intoxicated on February 14th after they ate Valentine's Day cookies dropped off by a parent.
Oh, my God.
What? Do you know that?
No way. It's crazy. No, I'm just saying it's hilarious.
Bangor Daily News reported the police seized the remaining cookies for testing.
Oh, my God.
They ate them all and
said,
the
big fat cops said, wow. They were fine.
They sat there, you know.
Sergeant Wade Betters said Monday that none of the cookies tested positive for the controlled substance. Police don't know what caused the staff to feel so funny, and they say no charges are pending.
And they bought 6 gallons of milk.
Wait, so everybody was all messed up, but nobody knew what from what? That's
weird.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It was the nitrous oxide that was in the vent system.
Now, Peter, I was also thinking of you when this story came to my attention.
What happened?
You know, Peter's looking for work, so everybody needs a good job. Peter's, you know, able-minded and...
wouldn't go that far. Yeah. I'll show up for work. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, with sleeves.
Yes.
In Foster, Rhode Island, a Rhode Island nudist campground is looking for a lifeguard.
Yes, I read that.
And the uniform is cheap.
I understand that.
The Providence Journal reports Dyer Woods nudist campgrounds help wanted notice for lifeguard this summer. Says qualified candidates must have an excellent communication skills and the ability to work as part of a team.
A big cock.
Campground president Jim Johnson.
Jim. Now, this is,
okay.
Right.
Says the lifeguard can wear a swimsuit, but it's not necessary.
Right. Campground, it could be clear plastic.
He can wear a see-through one.
He can wear a backpack.
Campground offers swimming, hiking, volleyball, and fucking.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And a sauna for people who aren't afraid to bear it all.
I'll tell you what, man. I did some, and I told you I played with that, my friend who's passed away, Charlie V, the Barry Manilow act, the Almost Manilow. We played at that place outside Orlando. You can really tell when a crowd likes you when you play at a fucking nudist colony.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, Johnson seriously. Says there's really no difference between the Dyer Woods camp in the forest and a regular campground. He says it's family campground and people just show up to relax.
Yeah.
And let their balls hang out.
I got to tell you something. It was one of the most vile experiences in my fucking life. Everybody's overweight. Everybody's over 50. And, you know, they carry these tushy towels. They have these. They carry a little towel that when you go to sit down somewhere,
right.
At the restaurant, at the bar, at this and that.
Right, so you're not sitting your bare ass on
right.
everything.
I wrote a joke because even the bar stools have, stripes. Terrible, man. But it was, just, you know, it was almost
the joke or the fucking shit.
No, it's vile. No, it's just vile. Looking at these people,
yeah, they're disgusting. People, yeah. It's like that old and Dini's Hideaway, which finally closed after years. The swingers club.
Sold that land.
Like I remember for years, like we want. I never went there, but people were like we want to go. We want to go. And one of my old friends said they went, and they were like, man, it was like 90% of the people there are disgusting.
Yes.
You know, like big fat, you know, like trailer park old people. Speaking of disgusting, Iowa man wins lawsuit over calling his hometown stinky.
Oh, it was in New Jersey?
Iowa. Part of the headline, if you're listening. Iowa man wins lawsuit over calling his hometown stinky.
Wow.
In Des Moines, Iowa, which I've been.
Des Moines, yeah.
An Iowa man threatened by city officials with legal action for saying on a website that his hometown smelled like rancid dog food.
That was after your visit?
Won a free speech lawsuit Thursday when federal judge prohibited the city from further threats and awarded him damages.
Wow.
How dare you call our city stinky? Josh Harms, represented by American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa, filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court earlier this month asking a judge to block Sibley officials from suing him.
It's a stupid story, huh?
City officials said they'd sue if he didn't stop criticizing the town's odor problem from Iowa drying processing.
What is that?
Like in Jacksonville, they have those paper mills, which really stink. Right, like if you ever, like everybody, a paper mill, this fucking stink.
From really?
From
what? Why?
From like the processing,
fuel? The fuel or the burning?
I don't
of
know. From all the Jiffy Johns, the people that work there. I guess it has to do with the processing of paper.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. But I know when I like come from Atlanta, come down to Florida, like in that part of Florida, Jacksonville.
Right.
Oh, it's a bunch.
Stinks.
Yeah.
That's like Deal, New Jersey. There are places in Jersey where they have all the industrial shit. It just stinks. I don't fucking people live there.
I saw this video of these people live in a town that's next to like a pig farm or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they have these giant pools of like blood and guts and nasty shit.
Crap.
And it gets in the air and goes into the town right next to it. And they all like feel it and smell it. And they're like,
ugh, it's on you.
That probably fucking stinks.
Dude, that's the kind of smell. Like, do you ever have such a smell?
You ever walk by a garbage can that has like maggots in it? You can know just by walking by. Imagine your town smelling like that all the time.
Why would you live there?
Well, what else you can get? It isn't like you have a choice. Like,
where are you going
to
go?
If that's the cheapest place you found to live, there's probably a reason for it. That's kind of like sometimes there's such a bad, like I think of New Orleans. I don't go to New Orleans. My friends are like, hey, we want to go back to New Orleans. I walking down Bourbon Street like 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And when you walk between the alleyways, it like stinks. In between the building, the guard, like that smell.
Vomit, urine.
That smell.
I went there recently. It was
that
gross.
Smell would be like it sticks to your nostrils and your hair and your nose.
Yeah.
Like you have a smell so bad that you're gone from the location and you still have that. You still have it.
Yeah,
we're gonna get sued for calling Bourbon Street stinky.
Oh yeah, it's a shithole.
Right, you have to shave the inside of your nose.
You
got to
fucking
so you get the fucking stink out of your head.
Ugh.
It's true.
Well, good for him. You should be able to tell you this. And here's another guy who's trying to call his own town a shithole, and it stinks. Accept it. That's like what I was talking about before. People don't like to accept certain things.
Right.
You know, you can't like you know. You just get. Oh, you. What do you know? What do you mean, what do I know? I've been around you. I'm making an observation.
Right. You're an adult.
Right. If somebody says something to you, it's probably because, you know, there's a reason for it.
Right. You're at work.
You don't know what you're talking about.
When you get to work in the morning and there's a can of Right Guard on your desk. Yeah. There's a reason, you know, somebody's trying to tell you something.
When I worked at Great Western Bank in Coral Springs, there was a guy used to come in. He had, hey, Douglas. And I swear to God, I ended up, just because this guy ended up getting a bowl. Right. I went to the local dollar store, got a little bowl, and I put these mints in it. Just for when this guy fucking showed up.
Right.
This guy would come there and he'd say, all right, Douglas, I want to talk. Okay, here. I want a mint.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You want a piece of gum?
You'll get Binoc and just spray it in her mouth. Hey, is that a new tooth?
That's up, a Peter rule, Kramer? Too. You should never deny a mint or gum if someone offers it to you.
Yeah.
They probably.
There's a reason for it. Huh?
Right? Like if somebody says, like, a lot of times, like my mom used to do it, like Hispanics. You go there. Oh, you want a chicle? You know, you want a fucking little. You want a little butterscotch? You
really?
Want a little? Yeah. I used to have older women when they used to come into the banks. They'd always have candy on them, and they say, "Oh, you want it?" They pull out of this purse, and it looked like it's been there since 1964.
Yeah, hair on.
I'm like, nah, I'm not. I don't eat candy.
Those little strawberry candies.
Yeah.
Right. They're twisted on top with the little.
The crackles look like watermelons.
Yeah, right? The little strawberries. Right. Or those are the fucking butterscotch.
Right.
With the yellows, like cellophane.
Or sometimes they give you those shitty, like those mothball looking ones that are like chalky.
Yeah.
And like, I don't even want to. It's disgusting. I don't even put that shit in my mouth.
Or like loose caramels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pocket fuzz.
Lint stuck. Right. Yeah, fuzz stuck to them.
It's got like a penny stuck to the side of it.
Loose tobacco from when they smoked 20 years ago. It's in the bottom of their pocketbook.
Yeah,
you know?
It's stupid. Here's another story. Women take turns driving drunk in New Jersey. Both of them smash into parked cars. I guess neither one of us would get at this.
The first one didn't do it right the first time. The second one had to take a crack at it.
Okay, you drive.
Yeah, sounds
good. Like, oh, I got this. Okay, you drive.
Right.
They allegedly told cops they were trying to figure out who was less drunk.
It was a contest.
Whoever hits the most cars gets to drive.
I only sideswiped that one car.
You took the bumper off.
A 24-year-old Virginia woman allegedly driving drunk in New Jersey over the weekend smashed into two parked cars, then switched seats with her also allegedly drunk friend, who crashed into another two vehicles.
Oh, so it's four.
your turn. They got caught at the exchange.
This is the first time two people got arrested for drunk driving in the same car. Officers responding to a 911 call in Hoboken early on Saturday found Jamila Banks in Alexandria, Virginia, being named after a fucking town in a state.
You're kidding me.
In the front of, somebody got lazy in that one. What are we going to call her? Where are we? In the front of a passenger seat of her SUV, Janelle Green, a 23-year-old from Newark, was behind the wheel. Police say that both women reeked of alcohol and reported that they were both from Iowa and the place smelled like shit. They allegedly told cops they were trying to figure out who was less drunk and who could drive better.
Oh, my God.
I lost first, and then she lost.
So we're even.
All right.
They cancel each other.
They damaged four vehicles, three Hondas and one Nissan.
And their own.
Yeah. They were both charged with drunken driving in school zones, as well as reckless driving.
Wow.
The SUV was impounded. It wasn't immediately clear on Tuesday whether the women had retained an attorney. It's always interesting when they put that in a story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember one time I was coming back, and I was driving my buddy Rick's car, and he had a Porsche. We're coming down Cypress Creek Road heading back to Coral Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're heading west. So so it's like 4 in the morning, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we get pulled over, and they're like, all right. And something happened with my license, and they're like, okay, well, I don't know if this is about, like something, I don't remember what the fuck it was, but I'm like.
You were driving?
Yes.
Okay. But your friend's
did I just fucking say I was driving my friend's car,
friend's,
Elgin?
That's what I thought.
Didn't
that's
I just
I say
that?
I said it's
you.
Said
do you want me to slow down, old man?
I'm trying to make sure.
So I'm okay. I'm driving my friend's Porsche.
Go ahead.
Did you miss that part?
Well, I know English is your second language, and you have that.
Okay. Well,
accent.
Maybe if you
I'm
got
sorry.
The fucking cum out of your ears.
Yeah.
So all right. So we get pulled over 4 in the morning. He's wasted. I'm driving his car because he's wasted.
There you go.
And the guy says, well, your driver's license, there's something wrong. He's going to, my buddy Rick goes, you want me to fucking drive? You know, he was wasted.
Right.
And I'm sitting there, I'm a game. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. They're going to wait for you to get behind the car, and then they're going to pull you back over.
Correct.
So I went to the cop. I go, hey, man, he's not getting back in this car. He's like, we got to do what you want, but we're going to let you guys go. Just get him the fuck out of here. I'm like, all right. Fuck it. They let us go.
Oh, you
lucked out.
They didn't write you up for like an invalid ticket.
No, there was something. I don't know what it was. It's one of those ridiculous
using
moments.
Using a Honduran license. That's why didn't have the U.S. one yet.
And our last story of the day, a Kansas woman's ex hides in attic and falls through the ceiling.
The video camera was too heavy.
In Salina, Kansas, a Kansas woman suspicious that someone had broken into her home later found her ex-boyfriend's legs punched through her ceiling.
The rest of his body was missing.
Just stuff like this, dangling.
A little help. The journal says a 23-year-old Salina woman called police to her house on Thursday after finding her front door chained from the inside.
Oh.
Police say they searched the house but didn't find an intruder. 2 hours later, the woman and her current boyfriend heard a loud noise and found the 25-year-old former boyfriend had fallen partly through the living room ceiling.
So they took his sneakers off and tickled him until he came down.
You got to fucking light, get a lighter.
Yeah.
Police say the suspect, Tyler Burkamp, was hiding in the attic. Police say the current boyfriend pulled Burkamp's legs through the ceiling and began beating the shit out of him.
Oh, my God.
Burkamp faces several charges, including aggravated burglary and criminal threat.
See, the cops, you know, you got to make them go up into your attic. If you think somebody's broke into your place and they don't check your fucking, I mean, that's their fault. That's
well,
come on, man.
Somebody was obviously in the house,
right?
I mean, I would. If the cops didn't, I would. I'd go up there.
Sure. Well, because you have 19 guns, but this poor woman didn't have anything but a boyfriend banging her.
Actually, my wife would probably get it because I don't get on a ladder. I don't get on a ladder, unicycle, or a pogo stick.
He probably would have got shot if they went up there.
Probably.
For sure. Because he pops out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't know what the fuck is up there.
You couldn't get in trouble shooting somebody in someone's attic.
No.
Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Whew. I want to thank Peter Leonard for joining us today.
It was fun.
And, of course, Elgin David.
Oh, my God. I laughed so much. Thank
who's
you.
Only single for so long now.
Yeah.
He's only got about a month or so left.
Really got the
sorry,
prenup?
Ladies. Sorry, ladies.
Is she making you sign a prenup?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I had to sign my soul just to meet the girl. So.
Right. Yeah. By the way, Saturday, this Saturday, April 7th, I'm going to be headlining the Spill the Beans comedy show at the Underground's Coffee House in Fort Lauderdale, just off Federal Highway near Oakland. Come
great,
by and see it.
Great show.
Oh, that's a cool place, man.
That's right. April 14th, I'm headlining the PGA Arts Center in Palm Beach Gardens, along with Dan Longs, the host, and Peter Perry Sachs, our feature.
Wow.
Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Follow us on Twitter here at the show at Wake Up Dougie. Join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Elgin?
Follow me at Elgin David on Instagram.
Peter?
Don't follow me anywhere. I'll have you arrested. And now you can follow me on Peter Leonard on Facebook or the Food for Thought radio show.
There you go. And thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate it. And next week we'll have all new shows. I'm in town. That's great. Don't forget to hear us. If you miss anything, you can hear us on Bubba Army Radio Saturdays and Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. If not, go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. That's our home site. Be a patron. You can donate as little as a dollar a month. We appreciate that because that money goes to gas money for everybody, all the co-hosts and new equipment and shit like that. well, that's what I'm saying. We need more money. When you get 10 bucks a month, it's hard to split that. Anyway, go to dougalmeida.com. Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.podbean.com and donate a dollar a month. Or make a one-time donation of $20 and just put that up.
Get 100.
Yeah, it's my birthday. Give me a birthday present.
Happy birthday.
Anyway, thanks again for listening, guys, and we'll see you here next week right here at the same spot.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They pass the limits of imagination to the door, to the world of another time. And on the journey.